I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. For decades, the U.S. government has provided Palestinians with millions of dollars in financial support. But the Trump administration is making some big cuts in that aid. First, it ended $200 million in funding for development projects and humanitarian aid for the Palestinian territories in the West Bank and Gaza. We talked about that on the show last week. But on Friday came this news. The administration ended $300 million in funding for the United Nations program that helps Palestinian refugees. The UN Relief and Works Agency, also known as UNRWA, is controversial with some supporters of Israel for the way it classifies who counts as a refugee. Peter Mulrine is a head of UNRWA in New York. He joined us from Long Island. So all other refugees in the world are funded through UNHCR, but for Palestinian refugees, they have the special organization UNRWA. And critics say they're not refugees at all. In fact, in some cases, they're third and fourth generation descendants of the original Palestinian refugees, and many today have citizenship in Jordan, for example. So why should the U.S. continue to call them refugees and continue to fund this agency?
Well, there's a misperception going around because the basic fact that UNRWA provides refugee status down to descendants and through generations, but UNHCR does not, is simply not true. UNHCR also continues to accord refugee status to descendants of refugees who are in a protracted situation. So there's a misperception that somehow we've been creating larger numbers than was the case. But more importantly, there's a perception that's being created that this is something that somehow people just realized and that it was something that needs to be addressed now. We have been passing down refugee status to the children of Palestine refugees since the 1950s. We have reported this to the General Assembly, which looks at our work every year and every 3 years renews our mandate based on that work. So there's nothing new in this, and the U.S. through all of those years has been the largest supporter of UNRWA. So somehow insinuating that something wrong has been done or that they've discovered something that needs to be addressed just really doesn't represent the reality.
Arguably, though, I mean, the current recipients of UNRWA aid, the refugees, are not in protracted situations, and the argument has been made. You don't accept that argument?
Well, what I accept, you started off by saying there are different mandates and different contexts for UNHCR and UNRWA. UNRWA was created specifically for the situation of providing assistance to Palestine refugees. And UNRWA's sole role is to provide assistance to refugees until a political settlement is reached by the two parties, which resolves the question of refugees. It doesn't say how it is to be resolved, and UNRWA doesn't have an opinion on what that resolution should be. But the fact is, our mandate says that we should continue providing this assistance until, as the language goes, a just and lasting solution is found. And so until the General Assembly changes that instruction to UNRWA, which is, after all, an executive arm of the UN, and its mandate is decided by the UN member states, including the US, we will continue doing that. And I can certainly tell you that there are still millions of Palestine refugees in need of our assistance.
I've also seen criticism that UNRWA works too closely with Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist militants who control the Gaza Strip. Does your organization work with people who have connections to Hamas?
This is a great example, Marco, of how UNRWA, as a humanitarian operation, has to operate in a highly charged and polarized environment. You know, the reality is that we have huge operations in Gaza. Hamas operates in Gaza. But that does not mean that we are in any way partnering with Hamas. For example, in 2017, there were two tunnels that were found under UNRWA schools. What you don't hear when some people complain about this is that it was UNRWA that discovered the tunnels. It was UNRWA that reported this to the authorities. It was UNRWA that criticized Hamas for violating the neutrality of UN premises. And it was UNRWA that condemned and closed the tunnels. So to those who are putting forward these kind of claims, you know, I would turn the question around and say, given our current financial crisis, if UNRWA is forced to close the schools, including in Gaza, not only is that devastating on a human level for the children, but let's think of what could happen. Do we really want to open the possibility that Hamas would fill that void, that they would take over the schools and teach, and you would be trading a UN-run school system that teaches human rights and that teaches children to look beyond their immediate crisis to the future? Is that really the option that we want to be pursuing?
Peter Morin is the director of UNRWA's New York office. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.